Very good evening to one and all.
大家晚上好。
Today's topic is the cradle and the cross.
今天晚上的这个主题是马槽与十字架。
On December 17, 1903,
在1903年12月7日
,After many failed attempts, the Wright brothers finally succeeded in getting their flying machine off the ground.
经历了多次的失败之后呢，莱特兄弟终于成功的让他们的飞行器飞上天空了。
So they were very excited.
他们非常的兴奋。
They telegraphed their sister Catherine with this message.
他们给他们的妹妹发了一封电报。
We have actually flown 120 feet. We'll be home for Christmas.
电报说我们真的飞了120英尺，圣诞节会回家。
Catherine rushed to the editor of the local newspaper with this good news.
他们的妹妹立刻带着这个好消息去当地的报纸的编辑。
The editor glanced at the telegram and said,
编辑瞄了一下这个电报呢，就说
How nice! The boys will be home for Christmas.
真好啊，这两个孩子圣诞节要回家了。
What's wrong with this statement?
他讲的这句话有什么问题呢？
The editor completely missed the big news.
这个编辑完全错过了那真正好的消息。
Man had flown.
因为人类第一次能够飞行了。
In the same way, many people today missed the big news of Christmas.
同样的，今天很多人错过了这个圣诞节真正的消息。
I should say rather the good news of Christmas.
就是圣诞节的好消息。
We know how to celebrate Christmas.
今天很多人他们都懂得怎么样过圣诞节。
The lights, the decorations, the family gatherings, the food, the gifts, the laughter, and not to mention shopping.
灯饰、装饰、家庭的聚会、美食、礼物、欢笑和购物等等。
But many remain unaware, forgetful, or confused.About why Christmas is celebrated.
但是很多人却不知道或者他们忘记了为什么要有这个圣诞节。
Christmas is not merely that Jesus was born.
圣诞节不只是纪念耶稣的诞生而已。
Jesus was born with a mission.
耶稣是带着使命来到这个世上。
He is born to die on the cross that you and I might live.
他来是要上十字架。直到你和我能够得着生命。
So the mission is this good news.
所以他的这个使命就是圣诞的好消息。
So if there is good news, means that there is also bad news.
当然有好消息就代表也有坏消息。
And this bad news is we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
罗马书三章十节告诉我们这个坏消息说我们都犯了罪。我们都亏欠了神的荣耀。
And not only that, there's none righteous, no, not one.
而且这个坏消息也告诉我们，没有义人，连一个也没有。
We are separated from God.
我们与神隔绝。
And we stand condemned already.
我们是站在被定罪的光景之下。
For John chapter 3 verse 18 says,
就如约翰福音三章十八节这样的说。
He that believed not is condemned already.
不信的人罪已经定了。
Jonathan Edwards, the American revivalist preacher of the 18th century,
在十八世纪有一位美国的一位复兴的布道家，爱德华。
He preached a sermon, "Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God."
他讲了一篇道，这个道的题目是落在愤怒之神手中的罪人。
He warned his church that.The bow of God's wrath is bent, and the arrow made ready on the string, and justice bends the arrow at your heart.
在讲道中，他这样的警告说：神这愤怒之弓已经拉开，箭也搭在弦上，公义正把这支箭对准你的心。
This may sound uncomfortable to us.
对我们来说，可能爱德华这番话可能觉得让我们不舒服。
But it tells us something vital tonight.
但是它却告诉了我们一件很重要的事。
Our greatest need is not more comfort in life.
今天我们最大的需要不是有着更多的舒适，
more possessions，
更多的财物，
or earthly success，
或者是地上的成功。
Our deepest need is that God may turn His wrath away from us.
我们人最大的需要是需要神把他的愤怒从我们的身上转移开。
God would forgive us of our sins.
我们需要神来赦免我们的罪。
And God would reconcile us to Him.
直到我们能够与神和好。
So my friends and brothers and sisters in Christ.
所以朋友，所以亲爱的主内弟兄姐妹。
That is why Christmas happened.
所以这就是圣诞节存在的原因了。
Let's look at point number one.
我们来看今天晚上信息的第一点。
Jesus' descent.
耶稣的降卑。
God could have given up on us, we being sinners.
我们都是罪人，神原本他可以放弃我们的。
But God did not.
但是神他没有这样做。
From the very beginning,
在一开始，当人犯罪之后，
God promised a savior to our first parents.
神就应许我们的先祖，给他要赐下一位救主。
In the Garden of Eden, he promised that the seed of the woman would bruise or crush the serpent's head.
在伊甸园里，神应许我们的先祖说，女人的后裔要伤害，要粉碎蛇的头。
And that was because the first Adam feared.
这是因为第一个亚当失败了。
He disobeyed God.
他违背了神的话。
But this next Adam.
但这后来的接下来的这个亚当。
Who is Jesus himself?
就是主耶稣他本身。
The seed of the woman.
是这女人的后裔。
He will succeed.
他会得胜。
Jesus, the Son of God, came down from heaven's glory.
神的儿子耶稣从天上的荣耀下来。
And he was born through the Virgin Mary.
接着童女玛利亚道成肉身。
He became a man who would lay down his life. For you and me.
成为人要为我们来舍命，担当我们原本要受的刑罚。
And he would take the punishment for our sins.
他要成为我们的代罪羔羊。
So when the Apostle Paul wrote these words in Philippians 2 verse 5,
所以当使徒保罗在腓立比书二章五节他讲这番话的时候，
he says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus."
什么话？就是你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
The Apostle Paul was trying to get the church united.
那时候他在勉励教会要合一。
He wanted them to have this mind of Christ.
他要他们有着主耶稣的那种心思。
Jesus' selfless love and humility.
他要他们效法基督那无私的爱和谦卑。
However, Paul could not hold back this joy or his joy and praise of this wondrous gospel he knew of.
但是在写的过程当中，他也忍不住为神的奇妙的福音充满着赞美和喜乐。
And for the following verses, you could see that he broke out into praise.
所以在接下来的经文中，我们看到他爆发出心中的那感恩。
So Jesus did not come to earth merely to teach or to inspire us.
主耶稣他来到这个世界，不只是要教导我们或者要激发我们而已。
He came to seek and to save us from our sins and to reconcile us back to God.
他来是要寻找拯救我们，让我们从最终能够得救，重新与神和好。
And he did that by becoming man.
他是借着道成肉身而成就这一切的。
1 Timothy 3:16 says he was manifested in the flesh.
这一点呢，提摩太前书三章十六节有提到说，他神在肉身显现。
And these verses in Philippians 2 tells us that Jesus is no mere man.
在腓立比书刚才我们读到的经文当中提到，主耶稣不是一个普通的人。
Let me run through the verses for all of us.
让我跟大家来一一的来讲解这个腓立比书第二章。
Philippians 2:6 says, "Who being in the form of God."
首先，第二章六节说到，他本有神的形象。
The word "form" speaks of God's essence.
这里的形象指的是他本质，神的本质。
And Jesus is fully and truly God.
耶稣是完全真实的神。
And it was also mentioned that he taught it not robbery to be equal with God.
保罗也提到说，耶稣不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
It means that Jesus did not seize what already belonged to him.
这意思就是说他不需要去抓，因为这本来就是他的。
As Jesus said in John chapter 10 verse 30,
就如主耶稣自己在约翰福音十章三十节这样的说，
I and my Father are one.
他说我与父原为一，就是他本来与神是同等的。
And the hearers understood that.
而当时听他讲到的犹太人，他们都明白他在说什么。
Because Jesus is declaring that he is God.
因为耶稣在那个时候是在告诉众人说他就是神。
And they wanted to, and they took stones wanting to stone him.
而当时的犹太人听了之后，因为不信，就想用石头来打他。
Because to them, this is blasphemy.
对他们来说，耶稣讲这番话是在亵渎神。
And in verse 7 of Philippians 2, it says,took upon him the form of a servant.
接下来在腓立比书二章七节又讲到说，耶稣取了奴仆的形象。
So the deliberate shift from form of God in verse 6 to form of a servant is for emphasis.
这里呢，保罗从神的形象转到这个奴仆的形象，这是他刻意要强调的一点。
Just as he is truly God, he truly became man.
正如他是真真实实的神，耶稣也是真真实实的人。
And even to become a servant.
是我们的仆人，是人的仆人。
Jesus came to serve and not to be served.
他来是要服侍人，不是受人的服侍。
His humility is real.
他的谦卑是真实的。
He brought himself so low for us.
他为我们降卑到如此的一个地步。
Think about that.
要思想这一点。
He humbled himself so low for us, his creatures.
我们是他被造的，他却愿意为着我们谦卑到这样的一个程度。
And as we see verse 7 again, he was made in the likeness of man.
在二章七节，这里同样的这里讲到说，他成为人的样式。
And so Jesus is fully human, and his humanity sets him apart from other ordinary men.
耶稣是完全的人，但他的人性与一般人不同。
Because Jesus was or is without sin.
因为他没有犯罪。
He could say in front of the religious leaders.
他可以在当时这些犹太的宗教领袖的面前说这样的一句话。
Which of you convince me of sin?
他说，你们当中有谁能够指证我的罪呢？
And so Jesus was made in the likeness of sin.Meaning that he was like man and he was unique.
所以这里说到耶稣有人的样式，就是他是真真实实的人。
And because he is unique because he was sinless.
他真真实实，但是他是独特的，因为他没有犯罪。
Because also he was born of the Virgin Mary.
也是由童贞尼玛利亚所生。
And verse 8 tells us.Of Jesus that he was found in fashion as a man.
二章八节提到他有人的样子。
And that means that he lived a real humble life as a man.
这里指是主耶稣诞生之后呢，他过着我们人一般的生活。
He ate.
他吃。
He slept.
他也像我们这样的睡觉。
He grew tired.
他也会疲倦。
He felt the pain.
他会疼痛。
And he walked.Among men.
他在我们人当中行走。
And therefore his glory was veiled in true humanity.
他的荣耀隐藏在真实的人性之下。
And so therefore we could see that he made himself of no reputation.
所以从这里我们就看到，就如二章七节所说的，他反倒虚己，就是他愿意放下自己可见的荣耀。
So here we can see that he willingly laid aside his glory.
他放下自己可见的荣耀。
Because if we see God in His glory, man will die.
因为人若看到神荣耀，人会死。
So the Son of God becoming man was no accident at all.
所以神子成为人子，这不是一个意外，不是偶然的。
The Bible says in Galatians chapter 4, verse 4 and 5, says, but when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his son made of a woman made under the law to redeem them that were under the law that we might receive the adoption of sons.
所以圣经在加拉太书四章四到五节这里说了这么一句话，他说：“及至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子，为女子所生，且生在律法以下，要把律法以下的人赎出来。” 叫我们得着儿子的名分。
So it was in God's beautiful time that Jesus was born 2,000 years ago.
主耶稣诞生的这个时机是完美的，不是太早，也不是太迟。
The political, the social, and the cultural factors were all made ready for the birth of Jesus.
那时的整个的政治、社会、整个的经济、文化环境呢，都是被神预备好来迎接耶稣的诞生。
And he wasn't born above the law, but he was born under the law.
他是生在律法之下。
And he was able to perfectly keep the laws and redeem sinners by his perfect righteousness.
他不只是生在律法之下，他也能够完全守住律法，并借着他所完全的义来救赎我们这些罪人。
So the Apostle Paul Romans in Romans 5:19 says, For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one, that is Jesus, shall many be made righteous.
因此保罗在罗马书五章十九节又这样说：因一人的悖逆，众人都成为罪人；照样因一人的顺从，众人也成为义了。Today
we have to believe in this Jesus.
今天我们要相信这位耶稣，
who is fully God and fully man.
因为他是相信他是完全的神，也是完全的人。
By his righteous life, he saved us.
借着他公义的生活，他救了我们。
And by his perfect death, whereby he shed his blood, he also saved us by that.
借着他所流的宝血，他完美的救赎，他也拯救了我们。
And the blood of animals could never do that.
这一点呢，是动物的血无法做到的。
Hebrews 10 verse 4 says, For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins.
希伯来书第十章讲得很清楚，公牛和山羊的血是不能够除罪的。
So Jesus is the perfect Lamb of God that take away sin.
唯有耶稣这位完全无瑕疵的神的羔羊才能够除去人的罪。
Only he can remove our sins, the guilt of our sins.
只有他能够除去我们的罪。
And make us righteous.
让我们能够完全。
If you were to look at the Chinese word for righteous,
如果我们看这个华语字这个公义这句话，
the traditional writing is the Lamb of God upon me.
在这个繁体字里面呢，写法是羊在我之下。
But now the modern way of writing is just a cross and a dot.
当然现在的简体呢都是简化了，就是一个十字叉，一个点。
So the traditional way of writing righteousness represents the gospel.
对，其实这个繁体字呢，在这方面呢，真的给我们看到这个福音的真理。
So we thank God that Jesus, being righteous, he saved us.
所以我们感谢神，他是那位公义的主，他拯救我们。
And He understands us.
更重要的是，他也能够体恤我们。
Hebrews 4:15 says, For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities.
希伯来书四章提到说，我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
So this Jesus understands us thoroughly.
所以这位救主，我们的主耶稣，他完全的体恤我们的软弱。
And he is filled with compassion over us.
他对我们是有爱心的。
And this is the Jesus whom we believe and whom we have to believe.
这就是我们已经相信了耶稣，或者我们必须要相信的主耶稣。
Because he is the one worthy of our worship, worthy of our trust.
因为他配得我们的敬拜，我们的敬拜配得我们的信任。
And here we can see Jesus. Death, which is our next point.
我们来看这个信息的第二点，就是关于耶稣的死。
Says, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross.
也腓立比书二章八节说，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架。
Jesus became obedient unto death.
耶稣心甘情愿的为着罪付上罪的代价。
He willingly went to the cross.
他心甘情愿的为我们上十字架。
When he was at the Garden of Gethsemane, he could have run away.
当他在克西马尼园的时候，他可以逃跑。
Because the wilderness is just on his, the other side of him, of this Gethsemane.
因为在克西马尼园的隔壁就是那个旷野，他可以逃到旷野去。
But he was willingly able to go to the cross for you and for me.
他是为着你我的缘故，他心甘情愿的上这个十字架。
He surrendered himself to God's will.
他顺服在天父的带领之下。
He was willing to suffer for us.
他愿意为我们受苦。
And the Old Testament, Isaiah 53, verse 7, prophesied this.
在以赛亚书，在旧约以赛亚书53章就曾经预表过这件事情的发生。
Says he was oppressed, he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth.He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth.
以赛亚书说，他被欺压，他在受苦的时候却不开口。他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，像羊在剪毛的人手下无声，他也是这样不开声，不开口。
The cross was not a beautiful thing to see.
不知道在那个时候，十字架不是一个漂亮的装饰。
It was an instrument of shame, torture, and death.
它是一个极其羞辱、残酷和死亡的一个刑具。
Reserved for the worst criminals.
是给当时候很最坏的那些犯人预备的。
Even to the Jews, it was a sign of being cursed.
对于当时的犹太人来说，被钉十字架是一种咒诅的记号。
And Deuteronomy 21 verse 23 says, "Cursed is everyone that." Hangeth on a tree.
生命记加拉太书三章跟生命记二十一章都提到说，挂在木头上的都是被咒诅的。
But yet, Jesus went to the cross for you and for me.
然而，主耶稣却愿意为着你和我上这个十字架。
He bore all the guilt of our sins.
他承担了我们的罪责。
He stood in our place.
他站在我们应该站的位置上。
Our sins have nailed him to the cross.
是我们的罪把耶稣钉在十字架上。
So it was a great exchange.
所以这是个伟大的一个奇妙的一个交换。
Our sins are laid on Christ, and His righteousness is laid upon us.
我们的罪归在基督身上，他的义就归在我们身上。
And 1 Peter 2:24 says this: Who His own self bare our sins in His own body on the tree.That we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed.
彼得前书二章二十四节这样说：基督被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。因他受的鞭伤，你们便得了医治。
The cross shows that there's no limit to what God will do to demonstrate.His love and His saving power to you and me.
十字架让我们看见神为了拯救我们，他所付上的代价是没有上限的。
That's why His name is called Jesus.
所以他的名字才叫耶稣。
For He shall save His people from their sins.
天使在提到他的名字时说，因为他要将自己的百姓从罪恶中救出来。
The cross says that your sins.Deserves the full force of God's judgment.
十字架告诉我们，我们的罪是极其严重，当得神完全彻底的审判。
We should have been condemned by God.
我们原本是要被神定罪的。
But the cross also says God's love is greater than your sin.
但是十字架也告诉我们，神的爱比我们的罪还要大。
The blood, the precious blood of Jesus was shed for you and for me.
耶稣的宝血已经为我们流出了。
And He has paid the penalty for our sins in full.
我们的罪的代价已由他完全的付清了。
That's why he said it is finished.
因着这个原因，他在十字架上时候，他才说已经成了。
Religions of this world will tell you do and do to get close to God.
世上的宗教告诉你，你要做这个做那个，你才能够亲近神。
But Jesus said it is finished. All is done for us.
但耶稣却说成了。就是一切我们需要的，他为我们成了。
Because he went to the cross for you and for me.
因为他为我们上了十字架。
Would you believe?
你愿意相信吗？
And here, as we go into verses 9 to 11, we can see Jesus' dominion.
那我们继续来看第九节到第十一节，这里提到耶稣怎么样掌权。
It says, wherefore God.Also had highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因为耶稣的名无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于天父。
The world make fun of Jesus today.
今天这个世界很多人在嘲笑耶稣。
The world uses his name as a swear word.
今天很多人把耶稣的名字当作是一个咒骂的一个名字。
To expressThey are dismayed when something bad happens to them.
当他们遇到一些不好的事情，他们要咒骂的时候呢，他们用耶稣的名。
But here in the Word of God, Jesus is the one who will be lifted up on high.
但是圣经这里告诉我们，有一天耶稣要被高举。
From the manger to the cross and to the crown.
从马槽到十字架到冠冕。
He will be given a name which is above every name.
天父要赐给他那超乎万民之上的名。
There's no greater authority, no higher court of appeal, no stronger savior than our Jesus.
再也没有比他更大的权柄，再也没有比他更高的审判，再也没有比他更大能拯救的救主了。
His name carries the weight of heaven.
他的名带着天上的权威。
Jesus will have the last laugh.
所以耶稣是最后得胜的。
That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow.
因为这里告诉我们，最后的时候，叫一切无不屈膝，因着他的名的缘故。
Every person, every power, heaven, earth, under the earth, will acknowledge Jesus as Lord.
天上的、地上的、地底下一切的人、一切的权势。有一天都要承认耶稣是主。
So this Christmas confronts us with a choice.
所以今天晚上这个圣诞节就让我们面对了这样的一个选择。
Would you bow now to Jesus in worship and be saved?
今天你是否在敬拜中向主耶稣屈膝来得救呢？
Or you will bow later?In judgment.
或者在将来当你面对审判的时候你被逼屈膝。
To bow is to surrender.
人屈膝就是代表着他被降服。
To say to Jesus, Jesus, you are the Lord of my life.
在耶稣的面前屈膝就是表示说主耶稣你是我生命的主。
It means to repent or turn from our sins.
这就表示他愿意悔改愿意离开罪恶。
Laying down this self-rule,And submitting to God.
放下自己做主，承认并顺服神是神。
The question of Christmas is not, do I feel happy or festive?
所以最后，圣诞节真正的问题呢，不是说我今天开不开心，有没有这个节日的气氛。
The question of Christmas is, what will I do with this Jesus?
圣诞节我们要真正面对的问题是，我要怎么样回应耶稣。
Life is very fragile and short.
我们知道人生是脆弱而短暂的。
How many people would die one day in this world?
你知道在一天之内有多少人会离开这个世界吗？
160,000 dies daily.
每一天有16万人离世。
And one of them could be you or me.
这16万人当中, 可能是你也是我,
we might die today.
我们可能今天会离开这个世界。
So salvation is an urgent matter for you and me.
对,我们要得救, 这是一件很迫切的事。
If you were in an aeroplane and had to jump 10,000 feet,
假设你今天在一架飞机上, 你要从这个10,000英尺高空, 你要跳下来。
And your only plan was to flap your arms and save yourself.
而你唯一的打算就是挥动你的双臂, 靠自己的能力飞下来。
I believe if there's another person on the plane, he would try to stop you.
我相信如果在飞机上有其他的人, 他们会想办法阻止你。
He would offer you a parachute instead.
他们会递给你一个降落伞。
And therefore, you need to realize you can't save yourself.
所以同样的，你也必须知道你没有办法救自己的。
You need to have that parachute to land safely and live.
你必须要有那个降落伞，你要穿戴了之后，你才能够安全的降落，保住性命。
So this Christmas, take the parachute that Jesus is offering to you today.
所以今天晚上，希望我盼望你能够穿戴耶稣的这个降落伞。
Repent of your sins.
你要从你的罪中，你要悔改过来。
Believe in Him.
相信他。
That He came on Christmas Day.
相信他是在圣诞节的时候为你而来。
With a mission that you may know Him and that you may be saved.
他来是要你能够认识他, 能够得救。
You can never save yourself.
像我刚才所说, 你没办法救自己的。
You need someone greater than you.
你需要一位在你以外远比你大, 能够救你的人。
Who is more powerful than you.
你需要一位比你更有能力的人来救你。
And that someone is Jesus.
那个人就是耶稣。
And therefore this invitation is to you.
所以今天这个邀请呢, 是, 针对你的。
Isaiah 45 verse 22 says, Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth.
在以赛亚书 45章, 神向你发出邀请说, 地极的人都当仰望我, 就必得救, 因为我是神, 再也没有别神。
Translate for him, For I am God and there is none else.
因为我是神, 没有其他是神了。
So now is the time.
所以现在就是时候。
Agree with God that you and I are sinners.
我们要承认我们是罪人。
Agree with God that we come short of His glory.
我们要承认我们达不到神的标准。
We are separated from Him.
我们与神隔离。
We can only be reconciled to God through Jesus alone.
我们只有借着耶稣才能够重新与神相合。
So now is the accepted time.
所以现在是我们得被神悦纳的时候。
Behold, now is the day of salvation.
现在是我们得拯救的日子。
This Christmas Eve.
所以在今天这个圣诞节的除夕。
Do not miss the good news.
不要错过这个圣诞节的好消息。
Don't walk out and then just ignore what you have heard.
不要在这个聚会过后呢，就这样走出去，然后就忽视今晚你所听到的一切。
This good news is for you.
因为这个好消息是为你而传的。
Christ came down so that you might live.
耶稣来到世上是叫你能够得拯救。
So for those of us who have believed,
所以如果你今天你是已经得救的话, 已经信主的话,
Don't be tired of this good news.
我希望你不会为这福音感到厌倦。
May you be refreshed.
希望你每一次听到福音都能够复兴起来。
And be joyful.
能够喜乐。
That you are saved.
因为传福音再次的让你思想到你得救了。
And you are a child of God.
让你思想到你是神的儿女。
Having that love, that peace, and that hope.
你今天有那个盼望, 有那个喜乐。
And so, may the Lord help us not to miss this big picture.
所以希望你能够明白神对你的心意。
Even as you celebrate Christmas,
今天晚上当你庆祝这个圣诞节的时候,
let us have a heart of gratitude.
让我们有一颗感恩的心。
Trust in this Jesus.
相信这位救主。
Love Him and obey Him.
爱他, 相信他。
Jesus says, And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out.
耶稣说, 凡是来到我这里来的, 我总不丢弃他。
So don't miss this big picture of Christmas.
所以不要忘记神的这个整个救恩的计划。
Let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
Father in heaven,
我们在天上的父,
we thank you for this good news.
我们为着这个好消息来感谢你。
The good news that will give us eternal life.
这个好消息能够给我们带来永恒的生命。
That will be reconciled to you.
直到我们能够与神和好。
And there will be love, joy, peace, and hope.
直到我们能够有爱, 能够有喜乐, 有平安。
Help us to repent of our sins.
求你今天帮助我们从我们的罪中悔改过来。
And to know that Jesus is the only way.
来认识耶稣是唯一的道路。
The truth and the life.
唯一的真理, 唯一的生命。
And no man go to you, but only through him.
没有人能够来到父面前, 除了借着耶稣以外。
So may you help us.
所以求你帮助我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.